Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. You are the fourth. My God, my God, my God. Isn't he good? He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning. Yes, it's July the 4th, 2023. A lot of you thought you wouldn't be here this morning. But God, but God, but God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for one more day. One more day of celebrating life. One more day of praising God, worshiping God, giving God the glory. Thank you, God. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on Jesus. He will give you a double portion blessing. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory, hallelujah. Tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour Prayer with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, International Prayer Faith Ministries, and Anointed Women United for Christ in Prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. 5126 Bel Air Road. If you need his services and you're passing up your loved one, give him a call at 327-410-327-0300. If that's not the correct number, we'll get it for you. But he's available for you, you, and you. 410-327-0700. Praise God. 5126 Bel Air Road, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, available to you in time of passing of your loved one. Okay, we thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor and broker, 443-854-0977. Amen. You can text her, give her a call, let her know that you're in the market of selling your home or purchase a new one, and she'll help you get those finances together. She'll pray with you and for you through that transaction. Shanita Kelly, hallelujah, praying woman of God, broker and realtor, located in the blessed city of Baltimore. Also, we thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. Our master electrician, David Gaines, is located 2103 North Charles Street. Yes, in the blessed city of Baltimore. We got some men and women of God doing great and mighty things. Dr. David Gaines also will bless you with fresh bread and pastry. Not today, it's a holiday, but give him a call on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday. Let him know you'd like to pick up some fresh bread and pastry, okay? And he will surely get it for you and have it there for you on next Tuesday, okay? He's closed today. But again, you give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631, and he will pick up fresh bread and pastry for you, and you have to pick it up at 2103 North Charles Street. Isn't God good? A master electrician, man of God, praying man. Amen. He prays. He's locking your hair. Thank you, Jesus, for Dr. David Gaines, master electrician, for 10443. Thank you, Jesus. 443-449-3631. That's Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, sharing fresh bread and vegetables during COVID season. That's what he did. Yes, he did. He looked out for us. We thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, and God bless your beautiful wife, Demetria. We thank God for the family tree. Raising children does not come with a manual, but if you need any services with the family tree, they have all types of resources available to you, and they're located in Baltimore. Thank you, Jesus. One of the headquarters here in Baltimore at 2108 North Charles Street. They're there to help you make it through that situation with your child, raising families up, the family tree. We know that some people are court ordered for parenting classes, and the good thing about the family tree, they don't charge you a dime. In some states, you have to pay if you're court ordered go get parenting classes or take parenting classes. And again, you don't have to be court ordered to take the classes. So the family tree is there for you. You stand in need of their resource or their help. Male and female groups are available at the family tree at 2108 North Charles Street. Give them a call at 410-889-2300. Family Tree, raising families up. I have been a facilitator for Family Tree, volunteering with them for over 30 years. So we thank God for the Family Tree, raising families up. You need their services, call them at 410-889-2300. Or if you know someone else that needs to get those services at the Family Tree, 410-889-2300. We know that raising children is not an easy job. So we got resources here in Maryland. We want you to take advantage of them and use them free, free, free. Thank you, God. Also, we're excited. August the 5th is almost here. Men and women, we're getting ready for our women's conference. Yes, we are excited. Women's conference at the Village of Cross Keys, 5100 Falls Road, in the blessed city of Baltimore. Miracles, signs, and wonders. The power of praying women. Saturday, August the 5th. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Saturday, August the 5th. Thank you, Jesus. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Continental breakfast and lunch, free gifts and prizes, workshops, women praising and worshiping God. My God, we're going to have a blessed time in the Lord. So those of you who desire to attend the women's conference, hallelujah, you could always give me a call at 410-233-2942. 410-233-2942. If you want to request your tickets, give us a call, 410-233-2942, or you could always email Minister Sharon Ricks at 443-803-7080. Or you could text her at that number. That's Minister Sharon Ricks, R-I-C-K-S, at 443-803-7080. That's for the women's conference. Text Minister Sharon Ricks at 443-803-7. Saturday, August the 5th at the Village of Cross Keys. Yes, continental breakfast, lunch. Women of God preaching and teaching the Word of God. Workshops. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing to you, you, and you. Bring a friend with you. Okay, get a table of 10. We're going to have a glorious time in the Lord. God is truly good, and God is blessing you right now. So, again, you can text Minister Sharon Ricks at 443-803-7080. Let her know you'd like to attend the women's conference. We got limited seating, so make your decision today. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Bring your church family. Women's Conference, August the 5th, Village of Cross Keys, 5100 Falls Road. Text Minister Sharon Ricks at 443-803-7080. Text her today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let her know you want to attend the Women's Conference, and she will text you back and give you further information. There will be no tickets sold at the door. But if it's not available to you now, we'll work things out for you. 443-803-7083. God bless you real good. Now it's time for our praise and worship here with our Power Hour prayer. And we thank God for you, you, and you. We're going to praise and worship God this time, go into our scripture reading, and then we'll go, hallelujah, into our message for the day. And we want to pray. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
down on me. Make my life a sympathy. Holy Spirit, come down on me. We got to welcome the Holy Spirit. Amen. You got to welcome the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You got to welcome the Holy Spirit. He's not going to just come on in. You got to welcome him into your life. He's a gentleman. Thank you, God. we need is time to praise and worship God, time to bless the living God, the holy God, sanctify God. That's what we need time for. Give him some of your precious time. He's given you the time. Thank you, God. Jesus is waiting. Yes, he's waiting on you. What are you waiting for?
If you're broken down, Jesus is ready. Oh, yeah. I don't let yourself down. Come on in, I might have a hallelujah. Five.
me.
Help me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try to move everybody.
Yes, Jesus is ready. Yes, he is. Jesus is ready. Are you ready? You know, as the kids used to sing that, to play that game, ready or not, here I come. Mm-hmm. We don't know the moment or the hour. Jesus is ready. Yes, he is. He's always ready. And my sisters and my brothers, time for you to get your house in order. It's time to stop playing church. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know what your calling is? We all have a calling. He's called all of us, first of all, to be disciples, to win souls for Christ. Thank you, God. It's not just a pastor's job to preach and teach the word. That's why he told us to study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to learn the word for yourself. You need to learn how to pray for yourself. As Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage of New Union Baptist Church in Baltimore, Maryland would say, you need to learn how to pray for yourself. Thank you, God. It's good to have prayer warriors. It's good to have a prayer partner. But you need to learn how to pray for yourself. And yes, you can do it. All things are possible to those who believe. And the Holy Spirit sometimes, thank you, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is saying this morning, sometimes we don't need to let everybody know our business. Because then you ain't got no business. Thank you, God. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. Hallelujah. Thank God for those of you that have a prayer partner you can pray with. Trust. A prayer partner that believe in God. A prayer partner that's going to pray that your prayer get through to answer your prayer. A prayer partner that's not envious or jealous. A prayer partner that is anointed by God to pray with you and for you. Thank you, God, for prayer partners. But my dear ones, we don't need to let everybody know all of our business. Even our blessings. We can't even share our blessings with everyone. Because that spirit of jealousy creeps in and want what you have, or want to do what you're doing, or want to be like you, and don't know what you're going through, what you have going through, and what you're going to go through. Be who God wants you to be. Ask God to reveal to you what your gifts are, your talent, your gifts. God gives us gifts. The world has talents. But ask God, show me what my gift is. Thank God many of you are using your gifts. Thank you, God, for blessing your people with gifts. Let's go to 91st Psalm, the Song of Protection. Yes, we got to read it. You see things are going on in this world. Instead of having a party, we should have a praise service, a worship service, outside worship service. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from his pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But guess what? it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, there's a reward for the wicked. Pray that you're not one of them. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thank you, Jesus. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the dragon, and thou shalt trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, my dear ones, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Dear Jesus, honor thy father and thy mother, and thy days shall be long upon this earth with long life. And I believe he's going to bless you with healthy, a long, healthy life. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. I know God is real. He's real. Yes, he is. Somebody said there's no God. But when trouble strikes or when something happens, they'll cry out, oh, God. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I know that's right. Cry out, oh, God, what am I going to do? Lord, help me. But you say there's no God. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it, my dear ones. Make haste, oh, God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, oh, Lord. Let them be ashamed. Let them be ashamed. You know who that them is? Your enemies. Those that act like they're your friends and they're not. Those that talk behind your back. Those that call you everything but a child of God. Those that only call you up when they're in need. Let them be ashamed and confronted that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion, desire my hurt. Somebody don't want to see you healed. Don't you know that there's enemies out there that's happy that you're in pain? Somebody don't want to see you healed. And Holy Spirit said, it's, well, not somebody. It's a lot of bodies don't want to see you healed. My God, my God, my God. He's got a reward for them. Let them be ashamed and confronted that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back a reward of their shame. That say, I got her. I got him. Watch out. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Let God be magnified, not you. Let God be magnified. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Let God be magnified. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cry out hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Let God be magnified. Oh, let us magnify the Lord. Why? Because he is good. He's gracious. Let God be magnified. Don't magnify yourself and people and places and things. Let God be magnified. Someone know how good God is. Let someone know God is a healer. Let someone know that God is a way when you think it's no way. Let God is a friend when you think you have not a friend. Let someone know that God is a mother, a father. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Yes, he is. You need to know that this morning. that God is your help. He's your deliverer. I heard someone say, I don't have anybody to help me. God, thank you, God. He will send the right folk your way. He is your help, and he is your deliverer. He will deliver you from evil. He will deliver you from alcoholism. He'll deliver you from substance abuse. He will deliver you from gossiping and lying and stealing, homosexuality. Yes, he will deliver you. God made Adam and Eve for a reason. Don't get mad with me. Go to the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Deliver me from walking the streets prostituting all night long. Deliver me, oh God. Somebody to cry out and say, oh God, deliver me from thinking evil thoughts, from jealousy. Somebody to cry out and say, oh Lord, deliver me. You looking at other folk, you need to be delivered. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody need to be delivered from adultery. Fornication. I'm praying that God will deliver you, even in the midst of you not wanting to be delivered. Pornography. Oh, God, deliver that individual from pornography. Deliver that individual, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Fornication. Deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You could do it, God. Oh, God, thou art my help and my deliverer. Oh, Lord, make no tarrying. God, please, deliver us. Deliver us. I'm crying out to you, oh, God. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from temptation. Make no haste. We're crying out to you this morning, the 4th of July. We're crying out to you, Holy Spirit. We know that you could hear and answer our cry. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the hands of the evil one. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. I want y'all to get this morning. Isn't that something? He's your helper. He's your deliverer. The Lord is thy keeper. Yes, he is. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He will keep you from yielding to temptation. He will keep you from falling. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The Lord shall smite thee by daytime. The Lord shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Look at this. He's a keeper. He's a deliverer. My God, my God. He's your helper. He's your all in all. The Lord shall preserve thee from what? All evil. Psalm 121. This is the word of God. This is not a fairy tale. If you want to be kept, he will keep you. You want to be delivered, he will deliver you. You want to be comforted, he will comfort you. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. And all means all. He shall preserve thy soul. Isn't that a blessing? He shall preserve thy soul. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Isn't God good? He's better than good. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall prepare thy going out and thy coming in evermore. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even from evermore. The word of God will keep you Preaching draws you. Teaching keeps you. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Are you thanking him this morning for what he's already done for you? Or are you begging and didn't give thanks? Are you asking for something else and haven't given thanks? For thou art set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love you. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Thy homes, the walls of your home. Peace. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brother and companion's sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Let there be peace on earth and let it, what? Begin with me. Peace begins within you. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called the children of God. Child of God this morning, are you a peacemaker? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the peacemakers. Lay down those weapons of destruction. Lay them down. Father, touch their hearts, their minds, and their spirits and their souls. Touch our children. Touch them this morning right now, Father God. Let them lay down those weapons of destruction, taking away lives of innocent victims. Touch them right now, Jesus. Trouble their minds and their spirits that they will give up and surrender their lives to you, first of all. Let them surrender their lives to you. Let them fall on bended knees and cry out to Jesus. Touch their souls, their minds, and their spirits. Let them see the value of life. My God, my God, my God. Save their souls. And let them surrender to you first of all. Then to the laws of the land. Let them lay down those weapons of destruction right now, Father God. Let them not have peace at all. In the name of Jesus. Their minds are troubled. We cry out to you, Father, right now. We cry out to you, Father God. You told us to pray without ceasing. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Father God, we're crying out to you that another life, innocent life, will not be taken. We're praying for those that are in hospitals right now. My God, touch their lives, Father. Touch them right now. Touch the doctors, the surgeons, the anesthesiologists, the nurses. Touch them right now and strengthen them. My God, my God, my God. They need to be strengthened too, Father. Everyone in that medical field, strengthen them and lead them and guide them and direct them. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Who are you seeking this morning? What are you seeking this morning? I pray that you're seeking God. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let thy supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak up thy words, for thy commandments are righteousness. Do you know the 10th commandments? Do you know that your children know the 10th commandments? Your grandchildren know the 10th commandments? Your sisters, your brothers, your mother, your father? My God. You need to post those 10th commandments in your home. Yes, on your refrigerator where everybody go, in your restroom where everybody go. You need to post those 10th commandments and have your children to write the 10th commandments. Thank you, Jesus. Memorize the 10th commandments. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I long for my salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Thank you, Jesus. I do not forget thy commandments. Father, we are praying right now for those individuals to value life. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill innocent victims wanting to celebrate life. Want to celebrate and enjoy life. God, my God, deliver us and deliver them. We're praying for them, Father God. We're praying right now for peace. We're praying right now for love. Love ye one another as I have loved you. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, and I will make thine enemies thy footstool. Psalm 110, verse 1. You got to know the word of God. Mm-hmm. Did the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? We better pray the scriptures. Thank you, God. We better pray these scriptures. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Thank you, God. Pray the scriptures. I want you to know this morning, forgiveness can cause your dreams to come true. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. We must learn how to forgive. In the midst of all that's going on, we got to learn how to forgive. And we're praying for healing for all those individuals all around the world that have been injured. My God, my God, we are praying for physical healing. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for physical healing. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. We are praying, Father God, that you'll touch our loved ones all around the world that stand in need of a healing right now. Forgiveness heals, prospers, and harmonizes. A fine couple was faced with problems of every kind. They both suddenly found themselves without jobs. Their debts mounted, and their creditors harassed them. Furthermore, the wife had a painful lump in her breast, and her husband's former wife was causing them legal and financial difficulties. Learning that all the problems can be resolved through forgiveness, this couple decided to prove it. While the husband continued looking for work, the wife remained at home, daily declaring prayers of forgiveness, writing out statements of forgiveness to both friends and foes alike. She wrote in her statements, I fully and freely forgive you. I loose you and let you go. I let go and let God. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ has set us free from all mistakes of the past or present. Of forgiveness first brought great peace of mind. After a week of daily practice of forgiveness in this way, this previously sick woman realized the painful lump in her breast was gone. It is estimated, my dear brothers and sisters, that 70% of all disease is caused by suppressed emotion. Forgiveness releases that suppressed emotion. Hallelujah, won't God do it? Meanwhile, her husband had been promised several jobs, but none had manifested. After her healing, she went out to look for work too. On the street one day, she saw a former business associate. Meeting him to memory, a period several years previously, that she had been in business with a man who bankrupted her. Facing her mutual friend on the street, she said, "Do you ever see my former business partner?" "Yes," he replied. "Will you please deliver a message to him for me? Will you please tell him that I've forgiven him for bankrupting me? It was a blessing in disguise. I did not need that job with all the responsibility, worry, and problems it presented." So some of the things that we are praying for, my dear ones, that you did not receive, you need to thank God. Someone is praying to be a supervisor. You know, becoming a supervisor, there becomes responsibilities, worry, frustration, long hours. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. God didn't give it to you because you didn't need that. Thank you, God. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Relieved, the mutual friend went on his way. Whether he had delivered the message of forgiveness, she never knew. But the next day, she obtained the best job of life, of her life, speaking words of forgiveness that had turned the tide for her. My God, my God, my God. Forgive ye one another. No matter what it was, learn how to forgive. Today, one still another day, she saw a man across the street who had promised a good job to her husband, but who had not come through with it. Her first reaction was silently to resent and criticize him. Her second reaction was, he was come to my attention to be forgiven. Mentally, she said to him, hallelujah, glory be to God. Mentally, she didn't say it out loud. I forgive you for not giving my husband that job. You promise. I release the matter completely into the hands of the almighty living God. The next day, that man telephoned her husband, again offering him the job that had been previously promised. He took it on a part-time basis while seeking a better paying job. As the prayers of forgiveness were continued, suddenly he was offered not one or two, but six fine jobs. He took the best of the lot and has since enjoyed the greatest success of his life. As for the former wife who had caused him, this couple, so much trouble, their prayers of forgiveness for her began to bring peace. Often they prayed, you fully forgive and freely forgive us. You loose us and let us go. You let us go and let God. Christ in you is your forgiving power. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ has set it all free from mistakes of the past or present. We all go free to be happy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Isn't that awesome? They prayed a prayer of forgiveness for her. You fully and freely forgive us. You loose us and let us go. You let go and let God. Christ in your forgiving power. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ has set us all free from mistakes of the past or present. We all are let go and free to be happy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, harmony was established to such a point that this couple was able to give the former wife a book that she had written, a book that she'd read on forgiveness, on healing, even suggesting that she read the chapters on forgiving. She later confessed to them that she was living with that book. Hallelujah. And we live with the word of God. Her health, good jobs, and harmony were reestablished for this couple. Though the prayer of forgiveness, if you will sit for half an hour every day, forgive yourself, first of all, because some of us are hard on ourselves. Forgive yourself because Christ has forgiven you. Repent daily of your thoughts, your ways, and your actions. The people of the pain or the people of the past, forgive them. Let it go, my dear ones. It's 2023. Let go of the past. Let it go. Let it go. You're not going to forget what they did to you, but you can forgive them. Thank you, Jesus. You have that forgiving power. The people of the past and present in your world. And also forgive your wrong ideas about God. Knowing that God, instead of being a hostile, faraway entity, thank you, Jesus, he is a loving Father who is near and dear. As I say to individuals, he's right in your face, looking at you, hearing everything you're saying, seeing everything that you're doing, knowing every thought that you have. That's why we got to forgive. That's why we got to repent on a daily basis. He knows all about your situations. He knows all about your trials. He knows who have hurt you. He knows who have harmed you. He knows who has raped. He knows who has verbally abused you. He knows who has emotionally abused you, physically abused you. He knows all about those church families, those church folk that have abused you, church hurt. He knows all about your family members who have hurt you, co-workers have hurt you, neighbors, husbands and wives, children. He knows all about those situations. But we still got to forgive. Why? Because Christ has forgiven us. And you'll feel that sense of release. My God, my God, my God. Healing in your life. Healing from cancer, diabetes, arthritis, bursitis, prostate cancer. Healing will take place in your life from mental illness, depression, hypertension. Healing will take place in your life. He is a loving Father who is near and dear. Forgiveness as the miracle prayer. Watch miracles take place in your life once you learn how to forgive. And it's easy. You can forgive if you want to. Let go and let God. And I want you to know, those of you that are not married, you can be kept. God can keep you if you want to be kept. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for that nugget there. You will soon be describing forgiveness as the miracle prayer. I want you to repeat it for me this morning. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I am forgiven and governed by God's love alone. Repeat after me. I am forgiven and governed by God's love alone. God loves me. God is guiding me. He is showing me the way. Your miracle prayer. I am forgiven. I am governed by God's love alone. God loves me. God is guiding me. God is showing me the way. If that man or woman loves you, they will do the right thing. They will marry you. Yes, they will. Yes, she will. Yes, he will. Men and women of God, I am forgiven. I am governed by God's love alone. God loves me. God is guiding me. God is showing me the way. Let go and let God. Learn how to forgive. God wants you to do the right thing. And if you're truly a man or woman of God, you want to do the right thing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You trust God. I want you to trust God. You say you trust God. I want you to see. I want to see if you really trust God. I don't need to see it. You know what? Let God see that you trust him. July the 4th, Independence Day, a day of celebration. Forgive and let go and let God. And watch miracles take place in your life. Stop holding on to the past. Forgive and let go. Christ has forgiven you. Christ has forgiven you. So now you can forgive others. If they don't forgive you, it's okay. You forgive them. Put them in God's hands. Let go and let God, my dear ones. He's waiting on you. He want to hear from you. He loves you so much that he wants you to do the right thing. Touch my dear ones, Father God. Give them a forgiving spirit. The unagape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. And if he or she love you, they want to do the right thing in the eyesight of God. And we thank you right now, Father God, for forgiving us of our sins, past, present, and Father God, because you love us so much that you sent your only begotten Son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. We praise you. We glorify you. And we magnify you on this day, a day of forgiving, a day of letting go, a day of blessing and healing and deliverance. Indeed, this is a day of celebration of life from Jesus Christ. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. It is the day the Lord hath made. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We pray that you celebrate, be safe all around the world. He's got the whole world in his hands. And we thank you, Father God. And we glorify you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today. I want to hear from you. I want to send you your blessed prayer rug, your anointing oil. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good.